Well, hello there and welcome to the Podcast Lady. It's a show for aspiring podcasters, business owners, and visionaries who are ready to get their voice out into the world and sound amazing doing it. I'm Abby Graves, and after 10 years in the radio industry and nearly 3 years running a global podcast production company, I've worked with everyone from cattle ranchers in Australia to love therapists in Tennessee, and today I'm turning the mic around to help you become the host that you were born to be. This episode is part of my monthly case study series, where I break down a podcast I've been hooked on, and we talk about what they're doing right, what could be improved, and what you can do to match their energy, take some things away from what they're doing right, and apply it to your own show. Today, we're diving into none other than my favorite podcast ever. It is Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard. So why Armchair Expert? Well, first and foremost, it is my favorite podcast in the entire world. I love Armchair Expert. It's an interview-based podcast. It's hosted by actor Dax Shepard, where he explores the messiness of being human with everyone from A-list celebrities to academics and experts. It's part humor, kind of therapy, and part intellectual curiosity, and all just blends together, and it keeps millions and millions of people coming back week after week after week. I just think they have such a wonderful variety of guests, and I just am always intrigued by whoever they have on, whether it's someone who I've been wanting to hear from for forever, like Prince Harry, or a scientific expert I've never heard of. Everyone's got such a great story to tell, and Dax and Monica are so great about pulling it out of them. Coming from a place of full transparency here, this was the first podcast I ever listened to. I can't quite remember which episode it was, but it was my intro to the world of podcasts. I knew of Dax from the movie Employee of the Month, which to this day is still one of my favorite movies. That probably says a lot about my personality, but I have always just kind of had like this little like childhood crush on Dax Shepard. And so when I saw he was doing a podcast and I didn't really know what podcasts were, I'm like, oh, I'll give it a try. Anything for Dax. And I just immediately fell in love, not only with the show, but with the medium of podcasting. I'm like, he's getting this opportunity just to sit down and have these wonderful conversations with people that we typically aren't getting conversations from. This was kind of at the peak of late night talk shows where you'd get 15 minutes with a celebrity you've been wanting to hear from. So this was cool to have like an hour long conversation with someone who I was really intrigued by. And I'm like, wow, this is cool. And just from there, it just snowballed into who else is doing cool things in podcast land? I think what really drew me in initially in those first few episodes I listened to was just the balance of vulnerability and humor. It's not just the celebrity fluff, the funny stories we're getting on the late night couch. It's Dax and his co-host Monica sitting there, and they're just all comparing these really real and raw human experiences that we all have. Now, they do talk about pooping themselves quite a bit, like more than you would expect adults to, but it's like real life stuff that we're all going through, and it's so relatable and it's so real. And it's just a peek behind the curtain that everyone is human and we're all kind of going through the same things. It really is like the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. And somehow Dax and Monica have this insane ability to bridge the gap. Like, it's just totally seamless. So I want to start this off by getting into what Armchair Expert is doing right when it comes to their podcast. First and foremost, it's long form conversation that does not feel long. I think the episode I most recently listened to was well over 2 hours long. I didn't bat an eye. I just hit play and I listened to it in chunks when I had the time to. And it was a long conversation, but every moment of it felt important. Like, it felt like it didn't need to be edited in any sort of way to condense it down to make it more appropriate. I use quotes around the word appropriate because, I mean, if it's a good conversation, don't cut it. Let it run. Have that conversation. Share those stories. What I really like is that in those long conversations, they're not afraid to go deep. They're digging deep with their guests. It's not just, hi, how are you? How's that new movie that you're promoting? They're digging into the nitty gritty of, what did your childhood look like? What are your past traumas? What are your addictions? What are you fighting every single day? And it's so real and so raw. And I've listened to a lot of interviews with a lot of different people, and there's just a gift that Dax and Monica have for having those real conversations, asking those questions that aren't surface level. They can go deep and really get into what it is to be human. Sticking along the lines of what they're doing right when it comes to their formatting, now this 2-hour episode wasn't just all interview. The bulk of it was the interview, but at the end of every episode, Dax and Monica do what they call a fact check, which starts out with them kind of chit-chatting about what's going on in their lives, anything that like happened to them recently, sharing a few funny stories here and there. But then they get into like some of the facts from the episode that they may have gotten wrong, maybe some numbers that had gotten skewed. So it kind of gives that like callback to the initial episode. So you're still staying in the world of the guest that they had. But at the same time, you're getting those flavors of what their life is like day to day. You're getting this peek behind the curtain of what it looks like to live in Dax Shepard's household, married to Kristen Bell, and Monica's life as a single 35-year-old woman living in Los Angeles. Like, you're getting this kind of peek behind the curtain, but also you're keeping it tied to the guest at the same time. Another thing I really want to talk about when it comes to Armchair Expert is the fact that the chemistry between Dax and Monica is so fantastic, especially if you are looking to do a podcast with a co-host. These two are the two to listen to just to get the feel of what good chemistry looks like. I remember when I first listened to Armchair Expert, that first initial episode, I was going into it blind, didn't know what podcasting was, didn't know what this all entailed. And I'm like, wait a minute, I thought Dax Shepard was married to Kristen Bell. Something's not right here. Who is this Monica girl and why is there so much? It wasn't sexual energy. It was just good energy. Like, you can tell that they really trusted each other, that they were picking on each other in a way that came from the heart, not from a place of hurt. And I'm like, what is going on? I thought Dax was married to Kristen. Did some light Googling. Turns out Monica was the family. She doesn't like the word babysitter, but she helped care for the kids like when Kristen and Dax were both acting. And then she became a writer for Kristen and she still does some writing for Kristen. And now she's just part of their whole podcast network. But she was part of the family. And I think that's what really made their chemistry so electric. And so it was tangible almost. It was just so incredible. And they still carry that chemistry to this day. They can argue, but you can tell they're arguing from a place of love and a place of trying to understand where the other person's coming from. Another thing I think Armchair Expert does extremely well is their level of polish in production. It is so flawlessly produced without feeling sterile. And like by sterile, I mean like, here's the facts, here's it's clean. We don't have any extra things that are unnecessary. They leave the little laughs in, they leave things in like Dax blowing his nose. Like, they leave those real life moments in so you feel like you are in the room with the guest. You're sitting in the attic with them, having this conversation, listening in. It's very immersive, but at the same time, you cannot tell where they're cutting silences. You can't tell where they're cutting the ums and the uhs and the stutters. And sometimes they leave a couple of those in, again, just to give you that immersive feeling. When you cut too much out of your show, it loses its magical spark. So just something to really be careful of, especially when you're starting to think about how you're going to go about producing your end result. Okay, now we're going to get into something I really struggled with, which is what could be improved about Armchair Expert? And as a super fangirl of the show, my answer is nothing. It's perfect. It should be how it is from here on out. But as I mentioned, nothing is perfect. Everything can always be improved in some way, shape, or form. Even a show of this caliber, of this reach, there's a couple areas that I think that they could really improve in. That first one would be the episode length and segmentation. The long form style works great, but not everyone has the bandwidth for a 90-minute listen. Attention spans are so incredibly short. Like, it is impossible to hold people's attention, partially because of TikTok, which I will not slander TikTok on this podcast. I am a TikTok junkie, but I even noticed my own attention span is not what it used to be. And so I think that some people might struggle with a really long form conversation. Something they could do is offer a shorter, edited, highlighted version that would make it more accessible, especially for new listeners who don't necessarily know what they're getting into, but they see a guest on that they want to hear from, but they don't have the time or energy to really commit to a big, long interview like that. So maybe like a chunked up, highlighted episode, or maybe like a weekly or monthly, hey, here's the best of this episode if you missed it. So that'd be something that they could potentially do. Again, not telling you guys to do anything. If you're listening, armchair expert Monica Dax, I love you. Please keep doing what you do. Secondly, I think that they really could up their social media game. If you go and follow any of the Armchair crew, they don't post a lot. They really don't. It's pretty few and far between what they're posting. It's usually like, here's a picture of our guest. Here's who's on this week. They have gotten a lot better as of recent. They did switch to a video podcast on Thursdays for their Experts on Experts series. And they have been doing more video along with that. But up until that point, there wasn't any like TikToks. There wasn't Instagram reels. They didn't really do a whole lot of that. So I think just more of that, just to get it more in front of people going, hey, new episode. Hey, remember to listen to this one. Hey, hey, hey. So I think that could be improved if I had to give them any advice. I mean, I'm an avid armchairy. Like I said, I think what they're doing is perfect. Just some things that could be tossed around and thought about. Now, here is the section that I like to call the thievery section of the show. What you can steal from them and apply to your own show. The beautiful thing about Armchair Expert is that they lean into vulnerability. They are not scared to be their true 100% authentic selves. And there is so much to be said for that. Be you. You are your brand. Learn it, live it, execute it every single day. Every time you get in front of that microphone, be you, because that's what people are coming for. They're coming for you, your show, your vulnerability, your stories, your experiences. Don't be afraid to be you. If you want a great example of that, there's an episode of Armchair Expert where Dax Shepard talks about how he fell out of sobriety and was kind of talking us through the process of what that looked like and how addressing the problem with his family went. It's very real, very raw, very vulnerable, and I think everyone should listen to it. Another thing that you can steal from Armchair Expert is to really lean on your co-host for balance. Dax and Monica, like I said, they have a very electric energy between the two of them. They're not afraid to argue. They're not afraid to share their opinions. They don't just agree with each other on everything. You really want to make sure that when you're picking your co-host or picking your guest, it's someone who can carry an intelligent conversation and a witty banter. Now, not everything is going to be perfect. You're not going to get that right on the first try. You're not going to get that right every try with every guest you have on, but make sure that whoever you are conversing with on a regular basis knows how to carry a conversation and isn't afraid to push back just a little bit. I mean, you don't want to have an all-out brawl, but just like some good creative conversation can go a long way. And I think another thing we can all steal from Armchair Expert is to prioritize audio quality early on. Even if you don't have a full studio setup like Dax, even if you don't have a full studio setup like Abby Graves Productions, there are little things you can do to make sure that you have good quality audio right from the jump. One of those things is buying a good quality microphone. And I have recommendations for that down in the show notes below of my top recommended gear for getting started with podcasting. A good microphone and a quiet room will go a long way. So moving on to the final takeaway I have for you today. Armchair Expert, I think, is the gold standard when it comes to podcasting. It works because it builds trust with the audience. It's consistent. It's curious, it's comfortable, and even when it's untackling like those really hard topics like addiction and trauma and all those really hard, messy things we go through as humans, they make it relatable and they make it approachable and they make it something that you want to listen to and learn about and grow from, even when it's the worst of the worst. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, how am I supposed to get real and raw and vulnerable? And how am I supposed to build an audience if I don't have access to A-list actors in Hollywood? I'm willing to bet you know some people who are willing to share their story and use your platform to do so. So be sure you reach out to them, invite them in, make them feel comfortable, and help them share their story. That's exactly what Dax and Monica are doing, and you can totally do it too. I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Podcast Lady. If this episode gave you ideas or inspiration, I would love for you to do me a quick favor, hit follow, leave a review, and share it with a friend who's thinking about starting a show. And if you're ready to launch or relaunch your podcast the right way, be sure to head to abbygravesproductions.com and get more information on working with me if you're looking for help beyond what this podcast can provide. I will see you on the next episode, where we are going to get into a tip or tool to help make your podcast move forward and start getting you some results. Have a great rest of your day.